Chapter 41. Now it came about in the seventh month that Ismael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elisama, of the king's seed, having with him 10 men, came to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, in Mizpah, and they had a meal together in Mizpah. Then Ismael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were with him, got up, and attacking Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, put to death him whom the king of Babylon had made ruler over the land. And Ismael put to death all the Jews who were with him, even with Gedaliah, at Mizpah, and the Chaldeah men of war. Now on the second day after he had put Gedaliah to death, when no one had knowledge of it, some people came from Shechem, from Shiloh and Samaria, 80 men, with the hair of their faces cut off and their clothing out of order, and with cuts on their bodies, and in their hands meal offerings and perfumes, which they were talking to the house of the Lord. And Ismael, the son of Nethaniah, went out from Mizpah with the purpose of meeting them, weeping on his way. And it came about that when he was face to face with them, he said, "Come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam." And when they came inside the town, Ismael, the son of Nethaniah, and the men who were with him, put them to death and put their bodies into a deep hole. But there were 10 men among them who said to Ismael, "Do not put us to death, for we have secret stores, in the country, of grain and oil and honey." So he did not put them to death with their countrymen. Now the hole into which Ismael had put the dead bodies of the men whom he had put to death, was the great hole which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha, king of Israel, and Ismael, the son of Nethaniah, made it full of the bodies of those who had been put to death. Then Ismael took away as prisoners all the rest of the people who were in Mizpah, the king's daughters and all the people still in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the armed men, had put under the care of Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. Ismael, the son of Nethaniah, took them away prisoners with the purpose of going over to the children of Ammon. But when Yohanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the armed forces who were with him, had news of all the evil which Ismael, the son of Nethaniah, had done, they took their men and went out to make war on Ismael, the son of Nethaniah, and they came face to face with him by the great waters in Gibeon. Now when all the people who were with Ismael saw Yohanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces with him, then they were glad. And all the people whom Ismael had taken away prisoners from Mizpah, turning round, came back and went to Yohanan, the son of Kareah. But Ismael, the son of Nethaniah, got away from Yohanan, with 8 men, and went to the children of Ammon. Then Yohanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces who were with him, took all the rest of the people whom Ismael, the son of Nethaniah, had made prisoners, after he had put to death Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the people from Mizpah, that is, the men of war and the women and the children and the unsexed servants, whom he had taken back with him from Gibeon. And they went and were living in the resting place of Chimham, which is near Bethlehem on the way into Egypt, because of the Chaldeans, for they were in fear of them because Ismael, the son of Nethaniah, had put to death Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had made ruler over the land.